Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, B'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. Today, we are doing page Resh Chaf Aleph. So Shin Samach Gimel, Sifim Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tes Vav, and Tes Zayin. So let us begin Sif Yud Gimel. Lechi Amoshe Chim Dofno Shel Mavoi Shemet Chudo Keneged Ovi HaKosel. If let's say you make a lechi that just sort of extends with the sidewall of the Mavoi, meaning you build it as like, you put it on as if it just continues along the length of the wall of the Mavoi, so it's lined up with its width across touching the width of the wall of the Mavoi. The Shavimi Bifnim Venirami Bachutz, but it runs even with the wall of the Mavoi from the inside, but from the outside you see that it's separate from the wall of the Mavoi because it's narrower than the wall of the Mavoi. She'in chudu shalechi mechasekol ovi adofen, because the thickness of the lechi is not thick enough, it doesn't cover the whole thickness of the wall of the Mavoi. So when you're standing inside the Mavoi, it looks like a straight, you know, it goes smooth, the wall goes smooth all the way straight into the lechi. If you're standing outside of the Mavoi, you see that the wall thins out, meaning the lechi is thinner than the wall. If it's less than 4 amos, it's considered a lechi, and you're allowed to use it with the from the inner edge of it. 4 amos, but if it's 4 amos, nidol mishum mavoi, then it's just considered to be an extension of the Mavoi. And then you're not allowed to carry anywhere in the Mavoi because there's no lechi, because it's just an extension of the wall of the Mavoi. Meaning, if you can consider this lechi a lechi, then you're good. Then you're allowed to carry in that Mavoi. But if you don't consider it a lechi, you just consider one of the walls of the Mavoi to be longer than the other wall of the Mavoi, then you don't have a lechi, and then you're not allowed to carry anywhere in that Mavoi. So let's see, Mishum Burim Mem Dalid, Hamoshikim Dafna, Lo'orech HaMavoi, it continues along the length of the Mavoi, Shein Chudosh Alechi Mechasa, Ela Katzer Mimenu, it is narrower than Nimshach Lal, L'tzad Acharei HaMavoi, and it continues past the Mavoi, Kamosh Yitziar, Lel B'Sif Tes Mishum Burra, Im Chudo HaPnimi, Rotzolomar, that you're allowed to carry anywhere in that Mavoi up until the inner edge of that lechi, but not beyond the inner edge of that lechi. Even though normally in between the lechis you're allowed to carry, over here you're not allowed to carry across from the lechi, because on the other side of the Mavoi there's no wall, meaning the lechi goes past where the wall goes on the other side. So you have one wall that only goes to here, another wall that used to go to here, but now you have a lechi that extends it out to there. So you can't carry where that lechi is because there's no wall on the other side. You can only carry in the airspace of the Mavoi. Arba amos nidol mishum Mavoi. But if that lechi is 4 amos long, so then it's just an extension of the Mavoi. Dekimendu arba amos shu bialma shir orich Mavoi. Since it's 4 amos, which is a sizable shear of a Mavoi, yotze mitars lechi. It's not considered a lechi anymore. V'nechshav l'kosel mavoi. It's considered to be the wall of the mavoi. V'chein mavoi sha'asa la'orech ha'mavoi lefnim l'chayayim katanim harbei ritzufim v'pachas mishosh tfachim ze'etz al ze' b'meshach arba amos. And similarly, if you have a mavoi where you just put up these poles less than 3 tfachim away from each other along the side wall of the mavoi, ain't any time mavoi b'ze'. It's not going to be matter the mavoi if it goes from 4 amos like that. Because if you have a whole bunch of poles within 3 tvachim of each other, and that extends for more than 4 amos, that's like just a 4-amo wall. So that's not a lechi. Meaning this whole thing is counterintuitive. Meaning a lechi is good enough to be matir mavui. Normally, the more wall you have, the more stuff you put there, the better off you are. But at a certain point, your lechi stops being a lechi and it starts becoming a kosel, and that's a problem if it's if you don't have a lechi on an open mavoi. Umikol makom im lechi arishon shomid b'ktzei mavoi eino omid b'shavim ktzei mavoi el nimshach ksas min mavoi v'lifnim nidon mishum lechi kivin shner mibachutz. But nevertheless, if the first lechi that's at the edge of the mavoi is not fully even with the edge of the mavoi, it's a little bit further in, then it's considered to be a lechi because it's something that's visible mibachutz as part of the as a lechi that's separate from the mavoi. V'asul lishtamish d'zeasur afilu hamid l'shem lechi. Now, if the lechi is 4 amos and therefore doesn't count as a lechi, even if you put it there l'shem lechi, it doesn't work. Ve'ena domala niskal al besifiyad beiz nematirin sham k'shamid l'shem lechi. And this is different to what we learned about last night, where when you put something there l'shem lechi, that all of a sudden makes it okay. To hasam alohem rablita l'rochav amavi nistam ali dezepsichasa va'alkein lo gara milechi mashehu. Because last night we spoke about a 4 amah long lechi, but it went across the width of the mavoi. So that's where we said, okay, if your kavana was that should be l'shem lechi, then it's a lechi. But over here where it doesn't go across the width of the mavoi, it just continues the length of the mavoi, kavana's not enough. Masha'in kein hachad amida l'arko mechzi kamosav oda l'kosel. It looks like you're adding more to the wall. So kavana's not going to help you. Sif yodalit. There's another way to fix a mavui that doesn't have a fourth wall. By putting a beam across the opening of the mavui. That beam needs to rest on the side walls of the mavui. But if that beam is resting on two posts that are outside of the mavui, that's no good. The beam has to be resting directly over the walls of the mavui. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Test Bekorish Alidezei Yeah Hecker Shloyevo Lach Levitalta Bershram Gemura. That will serve as a hecker to prevent you from being metaltal in a real Bershram. Vegam Shloyevo Levitalta Menavul Chutz, and it will also prevent you from going from the inside the mavui to outside the mavui, carrying something from inside the mavui to outside the mavui, because you'll be like, oh, there's a kura, and that will stop you. Al Rosh Hamavui Rotzalomer Bektsei Hamavui. It's got to be at the edge of the mavui. Midu Beemtza Hamavui Ayn Lekaman Besiflam Beis. We're later going to discuss what happens if you put it in the middle of the mavui. Avalim no'at, but if you were to just put two poles outside of the mavui and cover them with a kora, hainu shetachav shnei yisedus b'shnei aksalim mize u'mize l'shtzad rishos harabim, that you just put two pegs in the walls, not just posts. These are like if you stick pegs in the side walls of the mavui to support a beam but the beam is outside of the mavui, that's no good. U'mashkas And that's true, even if these pegs are very tiny. So you have a peg that's mamish, where you're putting the beam, it's mamish right next to, right past the mavui, because the pegs are just sticking out just a little bit from the mavui. Still no good. It could be there's no space between this kora and the mavui. It's still possible. You need the kora to be over the walls of the mavui. It only looks like it's being machshir the mavui if it's in the mavui. Because generally ceilings are put on the room that it's covering. But that's only by a kora. But as we learned about a lechi, the lechi can actually extend outside of the airspace of the mavui. Just not four amos, because then it's a continuation of the wall. But it actually is allowed to extend outside the airspace of the mavui. Like we learned earlier tonight. And the reason is the lechi afilu amid b'chutz nikar shabalachshar mavui. A lechi, even if it's outside of the mavui, looks like it's being machshur the mavui. Hashem ken b'kor as opposed to a beam. Pasul v'im not shtei yisedus b'karka samach l'kasa mavui mizeu mizami b'chutz v'niach akor alein kasher mitam lechi. Now, if you were to put two posts in the ground right outside the mavui and put a beam over it, the beam may be no good because it's outside the mavui, but each post is a lechi, so you only need a lechi to be matir. So you have a lechi, and therefore that's going to be good. Si'if tesvav. The beam has to be put there with the kavana of being matzur the mavui. If it was not done l'shem kach, even if it was an erev Shabbos, you realize it in erev Shabbos and you wanted to, you made the decision to utilize it already on erev Shabbos, it's still going to be possible. Sif katan nun gimel avlim lo kosa shenosin kora mikosa lekosel lechazik haksalim v'chol ki agavna. Like those that put a beam from one wall to the other in order to strengthen the walls and similar such things. Afilu samchola v'yafte belechi kaimelam sifir alf dim samchola v'meir of Shabbos mahani afilu bomin meilav. And even though by elechi we paskin in sifir alef that if you are somich on it from erev Shabbos, then it works even if it wasn't put there l'shem elechi shayni yasim delechi mishum chitza. That's true of elechi because elechi is a is has a din of a mechitza. Or mechitza omedes me'ala. Gam can have a mechitza. And a mechitza that's there on its own, that you didn't put up with kavanas mechitza, also counts as a mechitza. Avol kora mishum hacker. But a kora is not there as a mechitza. A kora is there as a hacker. Ukshalo hunchal shem kachlo avi hacker. It's only a valid hacker if it's meant to be a hacker and was placed there to be a hacker. Vayim pri megadim shem tzadei da'afilu ha'yakor ruchava arba tfachim gam ken lo mahani. And the Prima Gadim says, even if it's four tfachim wide, it's not going to help. Vayim bir alacha. And finally, Sif Tez Zayin. Kara zo she'amarnu tzricha shir. This kara has to be a certain size. Ulefichah chimasa'a me'atzei asheira psula. Tekimet ul'sheifa kaima ketusim echta shiura. And that's why, unlike a lechi, if it were to be made out of atzei asheira, it would be possible because we'd say ketusim echta shiura. Says the Mishaburin and hey, tzricha shiro ketul kamei b'sif yud zayin. What is that shir? That's going to be what we learn about next time. Ulefichah, v'hu adin l'kol davar sh'tzorich shir gon mashin eskal l'b'sif beis. Pashal arba tfach m'tzad echol l'tafu m'kan v'tafu m'kan. Anything that requires a shir, we're going to say kitusei mechta shiri. The lechi was a chiddish because we said lechi a masha who is good enough, so it doesn't require a shir. And then we fudged our way around the fact that the lechi needs to be 10 tfachim tall, why that's not considered a shir. Me'atzei asheira sh'avada Yisrael. If it's made from an atzei asheira that was worshipped by a Jew, she'in lo bitul, that doesn't have any bitul. Oh, I mean, you cannot be mevatel its status of avodah zarah. Or afilu shalakum uktsasa Yisrael. Or even if it was not an asheira that belonged to an akum and a Jew, cut it down. Because if the guy cut it down, then it would become batal automatically. And you took it to acquire it. Then it becomes avodah zarah belonging to a Jew, which you cannot be mevatel. And therefore, we're going to apply kitus emechta shirei. Avolim lo natal Yisrael liskospa. But if the Jew didn't take it to acquire it, havli avos kam shal nachri dieshal bittul. Ooh, then it remains the avodah zarah of a nachri, which can become batel. V'kimi dieshal bittul lo arminim bekitus emechta safilu kodem shenis batel. And an interesting rule about bittul avodah zarah is that if it has the potential to become batel, even though it has not in fact become batel, we don't apply kitus emechtas shiurei. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Yud Gimel we said that if a lechi protrudes out of the mavoi, continues along one of the side walls of the mavoi, and it does so for more than four amos, it's going to be pasul. Less than four amos, it's going to be kosher, but only to allow you to carry in the mavoi, not to allow you to carry across from where the lechi is. And then we said that in Sif Yud Dalid that there's such a din called a kora that could also be matir, a mavoi that's open on one side, but the kora needs to be over the side walls of the mavoi. They can't be pegs sticking out where the kora is outside of the walls of the mavoi. And then in Siftes Vav we said that you need to put the kora there. Since a kora is a heker and not a mechitza, it has to be put there l'shem kach. It's not good enough that on every Shabbos you realize you're going to utilize it. That's good enough for a lechi, but it's got to be by a kora. It has to be put there l'shem kach. And then in Siftes Zayin we said that kora has a shear and therefore it has the principle of kitusei mechta shiurei, and that's why a kora made out of atzei asherah is not going to be valid, and that led the Mishnah Berurah to a discussion of which types of avodah zarah can become batel and which cannot, because any avodah zarah that can become batel, even if it has not yet in fact become batel, we do not apply kitusei mechta shiurei. So, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Se'if Yud Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.